Welcome to another episode of The Voice on the King. I'm Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you exclusive, fast-paced interviews with national and local leaders, business owners, and brands making a difference in our communities. Today feels like a full circle moment for me as I introduce our next guest on The Voice on the King. This is my education series, y'all, so listen. Stick with me. Be here with me. It is so informational, okay? Before we dive in, I have to share a little bit about how I got started in aesthetics. I know you all know I do radio and things like that, but I'm also in the field of aesthetics. My professional journey in makeup artistry began right here in Atlanta, Georgia, at one of the world's most iconic hair shows, the Bronner Brothers Hair Show. And growing up, it was something that I just only heard about. I was volunteering with a company called Total Media Group, who managed stage production for brands like Saga, Milky Way, and Shake and Go Hair, their battle stage. And like, what are the odds that while volunteering, someone asked if I knew how to do makeup? And at the time, I said no, but my friends and my newfound associate, Erica K. Turner, who was head of model staffing, thought otherwise. She believed I had a talent, especially when it came to eyebrow enhancements. So I thought, why not try, right? I was there to volunteer and give my support after all. Next thing I know, I'm doing makeup at the Bronner Brothers Hair Show. Susan and Kamal from TMG, Total Media Group, did an impromptu audience vote on stage, something that they often did for entertainment. And to my surprise, my models were chosen in the top two for best makeup. My mind was blown. The moment inspired me to take my craft more seriously, and I started doing more makeup, and eventually my work was featured in Sophisticated Black Hair magazine. And I always had an idea of starting my own magazine. I never thought I'd actually be featured in one before I even got there. And to say all of that, to share, I was later hired as a key makeup artist for Future Sessions. That experience inspired me to pursue education and aesthetics, especially in eyebrow artistry, which is a crucial element in makeup. I enrolled in an aesthetics school. It all started with the makeup battle that sparked my passion for education and cosmetic arts. Now, this show isn't about me, but I had to share why. I'm thrilled and excited to welcome today's guest. I'm honored to be joined by a visionary, educator, and leader in the beauty and barbering education industry. The founder of a local academy right here in Covington, Georgia, 33 and 3rd Barber and Beauty Academy, a place dedicated to empowering futures through education and barbering and beauty. And in this episode, we'll explore the what, why, and how behind 33 and 3rd Barber and Beauty Academy. You'll learn about the academy's incredible journey, how you can support the movement, and details on exciting upcoming events open to the community. So lock in with us right now. I know that was a lot, but this conversation is all about empowering futures through education. We're here to inspire students to achieve their dreams and the thriving beauty industry through motivation, encouragement, and professional training in barber, cosmetology, nails, and aesthetics. This is another powerful episode in the Voice on the King's education series, where purpose meets power and community voices lead the way. Without further ado, please introduce yourself to the people.
Hello, hello. My name is Shannon Mitchell, and I am the owner of 33 and a Third Barber and Beauty Academy.
It is such a joy to have you here.
Thank you.
You just heard my long story, right?
Yes, I heard your story. It was beautiful. It's amazing. It's our journey.
I wanted to ask you, what inspired your journey in beauty and barbering education?
My mother.
Your mother. Tell us more.
I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
I'm half an apple, half a peach, so I'm a Snapple now. But originally from Brooklyn, and my mother used to do hair, but she never got her license. It was just so funny because she would always say, whatever you do, Shannon, whatever you do, get your education, get your education. But she didn't get her license, but she would do my hair. She would do my cousin's hair, my sister's hair. And what happened, my friend and I, one of my friends, my good best friend, who passed away last year, we used to challenge each other on the corners of Flatbush with a milk crate and braid hair for $10.
Oh my
God. And
gosh.
See who could braid the fastest. Yeah, so we would braid and we would take our money and go to the Kenmore Movie Theater in Flatbush and buy us some jellies. You remember them daggone jellies you used to put on your feet to turn
your feet
black?
Yes, the sparkly jelly shoes.
Yes. So we would do that, and I kept saying that my mother would do all of our hair, and when I would see her do her hair, and she would wear all of these colors, and then she would do the neighbor's hair, and she would just make people feel so beautiful, and I would just watch it. You know, I would just literally sit there and watch her make people feel so good when she would do it, and I just did it. When I started picking it up, it wasn't something I said, you know what, this is what I want to do. I just started doing it. And once I started doing it, I kept saying, okay, wait a minute, I'm pretty good at this. I got a time record. I'm winning these competitions, even though they wasn't real battles. See, back in the 70s, they wasn't battles like they are now, but they was battles to us on the block.
Right.
And where I lived at, it was more than just me battling in the braid competition. It was maybe 10 girls, and I would come home with first place. So I was able to get my jellies and go to the movie theater.
That's exciting. Working, doing what you love, to invest in something you like, and to go have fun with the money you made.
And that was at 10 years old.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, that was at 10 years old, so it made me feel like, okay, this is something I can do. My mom, again, she had her issues, and she just never got her license, but she always kept pushing, you know, Shannon, you are really good at this. You need to really pursue this. But I never really did, and then my grandmother and I, you know, we ended up moving to Columbus, Georgia. And when we moved to Columbus, Georgia, it was like, wait a minute. This is something totally different than Brooklyn, New York. The girls in New York, we wear colors, but we wear our hair in a ponytail. You know, we wear braids. The girls in Georgia was wearing slick back ponytails. They were wearing finger waves. They were wearing stuff New York wasn't doing. And everybody used to be like, New York was hot, but Georgia was hot when it came to makeup, the hair, the nails.
The
New York
bells.
Had its trends with clothes.
But so they didn't have a trend in beauty. Wow,
yeah,
I never thought about it.
Like you said, when you came to Georgia, you got the Bronner Brothers. They wasn't doing that in New York.
That's right. That makes sense now. I was blown away by the big beauty supply stores here.
Yes. So look, my eyes is getting big. I'm feeling excited. And I started, one of the young ladies in Columbus, Georgia, started doing my hair. My mom moved me down there when I was turned up. I was going on 18. And she kind of pretty much ripped us out of New York. You know, I'm growing up in New York, in Brooklyn. I'm in high school. And my mother like, yo, we moving to Columbus, Georgia. I'm like, excuse me, who, what? And when I got down here, you know, it was a different lifestyle back in, you know, the mid-80s. It was totally different. However, when I began to take cosmetology in high school and I started seeing, not only that I had a gift at doing it, I had a gift at teaching it.
Right, doing, teaching, connecting with the people all the way through.
Connecting from the age of 10. So I'm saying to myself, you know, as life structures itself and life does what it does, I've always did it on the side. I still didn't get my license. I moved down to, you know, Columbus, like I said, and I just did it. He kept pushing me back to education and getting my license. He kept pushing me back to getting my psychiatry degree and my degree in early childhood education. It was like I kept being forced back. And God speaks to me in threes. So when something speaks to me in threes, I'm pretty much going to follow it because my, you know, my spirit is telling me to go with it.
Okay.
So that's how I was fired.
That's a heightened level of inspiration. And then, I don't know if we have your mother with us still.
No, rest in peace. My mother's name is Lenora. She passed on in 2022. But she's with me right now.
Right, she is. And I know she's
so right here with this
proud
energy.
She's right of here. You and what you're doing and what you're about to share with the listeners. All right, listen, Ms. Shay, we can't give them too much. We got to have them come back for part two on Thursday at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
You coming back, right, to give them the rest
yes,
of this,
ma'am.
Right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm ready.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Voice on the King. Remember to keep spreading love, knowledge, and soul, because when we uplift each other, we all rise, okay? Catch the replay of this episode online at 105theking.com, and be sure to connect with me, Tamika Nicole, on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. Until next time, fellas, stay charming, ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.